Hi, this is LaWanna Parker. I'm the host and director of this Courage to Live Your Dream radio talk show. It is so exciting to be here with you. I've had one little thing after another trying to keep me away, but you know what? It doesn't work. So I am here to let you know I'm all set to go. Before doing that, however, I just want to give recognition to the amazing Women of Power radio network, of which I am a part of. And you can hear some wonderful shows on this network. Just go to AmazingWomenPower.com and click on that banner over on the left side. And you can go through the list to find out what shows are on and what time they're going to be on, and just pick a host that you enjoy. Hopefully, you'll pick mine to listen to. Anyway, I'm excited about being a part of this program, and I've only got a couple of more weeks before we, I believe, go on vacation. I'll have to double-check that, find out for sure. Well, I give out some bad information. At any rate, with the new year, the new format will be starting for my show anyway, as to how I will be hosting it, and I'm looking forward to that. I'm also looking forward to hear your feedback on how it's going. We'll have a new email address for you, so I won't even bother giving that out today. But we still have the LaWannaSpeaks.com where you can go over and check out the blog. Leave any comments that you care to. We're always looking to grow and improve, and the only way we can do that is by you leaving comments, good and bad. So if there's something that you hear that you don't like the way it's being presented, leave a comment about it. And if it's something that we feel that should be changed, then yes, we'll definitely go ahead and do that. But don't just leave negative stuff. Make some suggestions as well. You may have a wonderful idea that I haven't even thought of. I'm always open to learning and gaining new knowledge and improving myself, which is what I hope that each of you are willing to do as well. So, as you know, this is the holiday season. I hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving. I certainly did. As usual, I cooked. There are three times a year that no one has to ask me about cooking. Actually, it's four times a year that no one is asking me about cooking. I just automatically go to the store, get the things I need, and I get in the kitchen and I start cooking, and I cook the whole meal by myself. I don't ask for any help from anyone because just something special about that. And those four holidays are New Year's, Easter, Thanksgiving, and Christmas. I love to fix the food, prepare the food for my family to enjoy. And when my children were young and still at home, I used to actually get in there and cook breakfast in the morning. Pancakes, bacon and eggs, syrup. Oh, my gosh, I can almost taste that now. I do believe I can smell it. Those are some great times. I love getting up and preparing for the kids. Of course, if they had chocolate, I had coffee. But they just enjoyed that so much. And even on Christmas morning, it was difficult to sometimes get them to slow down and say, hey, wait a minute, you got to have breakfast before you open those gifts. But that was my tradition with my children. And I hope that maybe they share those same traditions with their children. Don't know, as you know, when I only had boys, and boys do what their wives say, so they may have their own traditions that they wanted to follow. At any rate, holiday time is a wonderful time. It's a shame that we only wait until then to let people know how we feel about them, because you know what? It's a great thing to have people in your life. There are so many people out there who don't have anyone that they can turn to. I've been doing some volunteer work with seniors, and I hadn't even thought about that before, but there are an awful lot of seniors out there who they just need somebody to sit down and talk with them, maybe share some old memories. I want to encourage you, wherever you are, if you know of anyone like that or if there's an organization that can send people out, go sign up for it. because there are so many people who need someone to talk to, someone that they can share their memories with, someone to just let them know what's going on in the outside world, and maybe take them to a movie or sit in a park or something or read to them. It's great to do that for someone. And so I've been doing that, taking shopping, grocery shopping, doctor's appointment, whatever that they need. And it's such a rewarding feeling when I do something like that. But it reminds me how important things like that are, because you know what? Someday that could be me sitting in there, and I might need you to come and do that for me. So keep that in mind, you know? It's not the only reason I do it. I do it because I just feel like that's something I'm supposed to do. It seems I've always been doing things to help someone in that fashion. And in particular, it's either very young children or senior citizens that I've spent most of my time in trying to help. And the sense of reward that you get, that feeling inside when you know how important it is to that person and what it means to them when you take the time to do something like that for them, this is an awesome feeling. So I encourage you to do that. I also do I do a little volunteer work with another program called Project PIN, and the PIN is P-I-N. It stands for People in Need. And what we do is we gather food. We have a couple of stores that are willing to donate food to us, and we take that food and we set it up like a store in this church. And people know that on these certain days they can come and they can get what they need. And it's not always homeless people who are in need. Sometimes you have a little trouble stretching your money from payday to payday because you're not making a whole lot, and you have to make a decision between, do I pay the light bill? Do I go buy food? Do I go and get that pair of shoes that my son needs, or do I go get food? So we try to help in that manner, and it's been going very well. I've been working with this particular group for a year now, and it's a good feeling when you see people come in and they come over to you and they just take your hand and they shake it and they just say thank you. And some will even come and say, can you say a prayer with me? I just need someone to pray with me or pray over me. And I've been doing that a lot too. I don't try to tell people that they need that. I let people come to me, because you can't force anything on anyone. And so that's a couple of things that I have gotten myself involved in. Been doing this now for a year, and it's a good thing. I want to get other people out there doing that. And a part of why I do it is because I saw my mother do that when she was young. She had all those kids, but when her mother got cancer and my grandfather needed help, she went home to help him. And so I saw what she did for my mother. And then later, when we came to California, things weren't always good. In fact, we had some really rough times in those early days when we first came to California. And things weren't like they are now. Somebody moved to California and go to welfare office or any number of places and say, I need help. And you get help right away. Well, back in those days, and I'm dating myself, back in those days, you had to be in California for a year before you could get any kind of assistance. Yeah, for a year. And it was really rough for my mom to try to take care of us and keep us fed and clothed when she didn't really have anything. And if it hadn't been for this church and this minister who was over this church, who made it his business to know the people in the community. I lived in a project then, and he knew the people in that project who needed help, and he made sure that those people got food that they needed. He gather clothes and shoes and tell them, on this day we're going to have clothes here, this day there'll be shoes, and you could go and get the things that you needed. Now, if it hadn't been for him, and that was Mr. Ralston, Mr. Ralston, if it hadn't been for you, there were so many of us, I don't know how we would have done it or how we would have made it. But you put yourself out there, and I am sorry that I didn't have the good sense to say thank you back in those days for what you were doing, because I was still a child myself. But and what I do now is my way of trying to pay back what he did. And think about some things that maybe someone did for you and try to return that gift that they gave you by doing the same for someone else. You know, there are many people who are in need, and sometimes all they need is someone to smile at them, say hello, or just sit down and have a little conversation with them. And if you can spare a dollar or two or buy the food, then, man, go ahead and do it. I've done that in the past, just giving them people food, or when I knew a child was in trouble, let them stay at my house until they could get their situation straightened out. So I've always been helping people, and it seems like that's the way it's going to be with me until the day the good Lord calls me on. And that's probably why I got involved with what I do now. As you know, my program is called The Courage to Live Your Dream Radio Talk Show. And I got involved in this because when I got to be a certain age, I started looking around and thinking, what next? What can I do? Is there anything I have to offer that people would be interested in? And it's funny how, you know, that self-talk that comes into our head. I think I mentioned this to you before. I had a lot of successes in life. I really did. But when you get to be a certain age, if you kind of have laid back a while and you haven't really gotten out there to do any of the things you have been doing before, all of a sudden, that old devil starts to talking in your head, telling about what you can't do. And now you're wasting your time. You might as well just go and give it up and all that kind of stuff. Well, don't you do that. Don't you dare give up. I'll be back in a second. Just want to remind you that this is the Courage to Live Your Dream Radio Talk Show, and I'm LaWanna Parker, your host and the executive director of this show. And we are on the Amazing Women of Power .com. And that's, if you go over to that website, just click on that button on the left-hand side. It says On Air. Click on there. You'll find a listing of all the radio talk shows. And just select the one that you'd like to hear, you think might have the message that you want. I certainly hope that some of the things that I share with you in the past and in the coming weeks will be something that will benefit you. I have put together some stuff that I'm real excited about, so I'm looking forward for the new year. Not that I'm rushing at it. This year has passed fast enough as it is. But I am looking forward to the new year and a new format of this particular radio show. So anyway, now to get back to that negative self-talk. I've talked about this before, and I just want to remind you again how it can get in there and it just destroys you, destroys anyone. You know, we just, for whatever reason, we allow it to take control, and it takes all of our power. And it's a shame, too, because you know what? Every single one of us has something to offer. Every single one of us has something that someone else needs or could use in their life. And we just need to get out there and be willing to be willing to have someone laugh in our face, because you know how they people are. They think when you try to do something, somebody's always going to find fault with it and always going to try to put you down. But don't let that happen to you. People are always saying that fear is false evidence appearing real, And I tell you, that fear can take a life of its own and prevent you from doing some wonderful things. You know, I'd hate for you to miss out on some great opportunities because you were afraid to take the chance. You know, there's a book called Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. Well, that's what we all need to do. Feel that fear, but go ahead and do whatever it is that we feel we are called to do. And some of us are still working on that. I include myself because sometimes I think there are some things that maybe I should be doing that I'm not doing. But for now, I feel comfortable where I'm at and that this is the place I'm supposed to be in. And it could be that this is the place I'm supposed to be. I may find that looking around, I'm just looking in vain or as for something that I don't even need. At any rate, I'm happy with where I'm at. I'm excited to be a part of your lives and the fact that you take the time to listen to this program. And I want to thank you for that. We really appreciate you being a part of this group. So anyway, you got a dream. Let's talk about what it is that you want to do. Okay. I knew someone once who wanted to write. And I'm not talking about me now. I know I want to write, and I've actually taken the time and trouble to write. Oh, wow. Let me step aside for a moment and share with you something. I have written. Oh, my gosh. You know, I wrote a book, and it's called Courage to Live My Dream, where I talk about my dark moment, just one of the little spots where I was feeling really down. And it is available at Amazon.com. I hope you go over there and purchase the book. You can either get it as a digital book or as an actual physical book if you want to hold it in your hand. But I'm also a part of the Conversation Behind the Mic, which is an Amazon bestseller, where I submitted an interview that I did. So you purchase that book on Amazon.com. You'll find my interview in there. But hold on. There's two more. I'm also a part of A Gift of Gratitude, which is an Amazon bestseller, in which I share one of the times when someone tried to tell me what I couldn't do and the outcome of it. So I hope you go purchase that book as well. Again, it's at Amazon.com. And it's A Gift of Gratitude. That's by Donna Kozek, who compiled the stories that are in there. You can find that. And I know I failed to mention that the Conversation Behind the Mic is by Raven, the talk show maven, Raven Glover. Go Raven Blair Davis, I think she has on there. But anyway, go check it out. And one last book that I am in is a compilation. And this book is not only a number one bestseller here in the U.S., it is an international bestseller also on Amazon.com. And it's called My Journal, My Journey, My Journal. You can find that also over there at Amazon.com. So go check them out. They're very inexpensive, but a wealth of knowledge is in there in these books. The three compilations are not me, just me. It's others in there who have some words of wisdom to share with you. But I do want to encourage you to go and buy my book, Courage to Live My Dream. My name on the cover. Oh, boy, I love that. I wanted to do that for so long, and it finally happened. So, anyway, I get back to the story about the woman who wanted to write a book. She wanted to be an author really, really bad. But she kept having different things come up that got in the way. First, it was the children. And she felt that she just really didn't have the time. They needed all of her attention. And so she thought she'd wait a while, maybe when they got to be older, teenagers or adults, and then she would get to the writing. And as they got to be teenagers, other things, of course, interfered. Taking them to practices, taking them, going to their games, being part of different organizations. Just a real workaholic. Anytime someone needed something done, she was one of those people who would willingly volunteer her time and step up to the plate. And finally, the day came when she was part of this group, where she met a group of women. And we all knew that she really wanted to write, that writing was important to her. And we kept trying to encourage her, go ahead and do it. You know, you have so much that you can share, and those stories that you've often shared with us, you need to put them on paper and put it in a book. And even if you only write for yourself, just put it on paper and get it out there. But she kept putting it off. And then finally one day she decided, told us that she was going to do it. She was going to write her book. And, of course, everyone was excited for her because we knew that it would be a good book and people would like it and would buy it because she had so many stories that she could share. She could take little incidents that happened in life and weave it into a story when she would be talking to us and just got us all wrapped up and involved in them. And so we knew that once she started writing, got her book published, she was going to be a success. Well, at our next meeting, she wasn't there. And we all wondered because she never missed a meeting. Never. She was one of those who was always there on time, ready to do whatever needed to be done, and helped to make the meetings to be successful. Well, she never did show up for that meeting. And one of the ladies called to inquire as to if everything was okay because maybe she wasn't feeling good because by the end of the meeting, no one had heard from her. We thought about calling, but then thought, now if something was up, she would call and let us know. So we continued with the meeting, and they all went home. And as I say, one of the girls decided to call and find out if anything was wrong, if there was something she knew that she could do to help her. And there was no answer. The answer machine responded. So she left a message and said, we missed you today. Hope everything is okay. If you need help with anything, give me a call back and let me know. I'll be happy to do what I can for you. Well, it was the next day when she got a call from the husband to let her know that he had taken his wife to the hospital. She had had a heart attack, but she didn't make it. All those stories went with her. And I'm not belittling the sadness of the situation. Her husband was devastated. Her children were devastated. There was no warning. No one knew that that she had any kind of heart trouble. It just came on. Now, I tell you that story not to make you sad. That's not the point of me telling you the story. I tell you the story because how many times have you heard someone say, well, I'll do it later. I got plenty of time. I'm not worried about it. Tomorrow will be here, or I'll start it next year. I need to do this, I need to do that, so I'll get to it when I have the time. How many times have you heard someone say that? None of us know when our time is up. Don't be one of those who take all the wisdom that you have with you to your grave. Share it with someone. You got a dream, I want you to work on that dream. Don't miss out, because tomorrow is not promised to us. So you need to get started today. Get off that couch, get off from in front of that television. Get out there and start working on your dream. It's important. And as I always say, there's someone out there waiting on you because they need what you have to offer. And you're sitting there holding it back. Well, we're coming to the end of the program, and time passed fast sometimes. And this is one of those days pass fast. So I just want to say that, you know, it's important. It's important to each one of you to who I've been, do what you were put here for. I honestly believe that each one of us was put here for a purpose. There is something that we each need to be doing, and we should be out there doing it. And right now, I believe I'm supposed to be helping those who need my help, to be a companion to those who have no one. And that's what I'm doing. I help to pass out food to those who have need of food that just want to make that dollar stretch a little bit longer, a little bit further, I should say. And so I do that. Find the thing that you need to be doing. And it doesn't always have to be what I'm doing, okay? This is what I do. But yours could be teaching someone something. It could be starting a job and being able to hire someone. You need to find out what it is that you can do that you can offer to help people. I want you to really give that some thought, okay? So, we are at the close of the show. I want to remind you that this is the Courage to Live Your Dream radio show, and I'm always excited to be here with you. I'm a part of the amazing Women of Power radio network, and real excited because we are branching out. We're on iTunes and Stitcher and iHeart and several others, so you can hear us anywhere. No excuses any longer. You can download the app from the Google Play Store and have it on your phone or tablet. So if you're not in a car, you can still listen to us. As I say, there are people here. Somebody has some message that you need to hear, so check them out, all right? Don't deny yourself. And as I always like to say, with new directions and new attitude, you have a new you. So until the next time, take care. Love you all.